Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
Yeah, what's happening?
Wow!
What's up? It's Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat, and I am Billy Borelli. How are you, folks? Is everybody okay? You having a good little holiday cheer going on tonight? How's everybody? It's Christmas time, and it's Christmas parties. And my cat looks like he's sniffing to take a shit or a poop. What are you doing? Why? Cats are fucking weird, man. I mean, you don't know if they've got some sort of mental illness by some of the things that they do. Like this guy. He'll like sniff at one spot forever. Like there's something in that one spot. It's just driving him bananas. The last thing I need, and it's a boy, last thing I need is for him to be sniffing something, that little pink dick just comes popping out. I'll be like, dude, really? We don't do that here. We do not do that here. You will find your ass outside, in the street, right where you came from. You homeless prick, ya? No, he's a good guy. I named him Cujo. He's like all black with yellow eyes. I think he's got jaundice or something. Cujo. He's like looking at me like, I'm going to take your breath in your sleep, you fuck. What's up, TD Voice Talent in his house? Thank you, all my one listeners. It is December. It is the 11th of December. It was the 3rd of September. The day I'll always remember. You know what's good about December is, especially in the U.S., is it's in the middle of fall. Ah, bet you didn't know that. You're thinking fucking winter. Nope. Winter doesn't come until December 22nd, I believe, or December 21st. Help me out, TD. 21st or 22nd? Anyway, I think it's 22nd. Anyways, we're still in fall. So, and it's fucking cold out. And people are getting all cuddled up and all snuggled up. Or they're not. I've got the heater on and I've got a cat. So, and I've got a bunch of blankets. I mean, I really don't need a lot. But I've got stuff to keep me warm. And yeah, all you September babies, this is the month to conceive. This is the conceiving month. You know, it's cold out and people are cuddling. People are, you know, you September babies, although, yeah, the 22nd. All you September babies, hey, this is about the time your parents were doing some fucking, you know? I mean, they were going at it. Can you picture that? You don't want to picture it. You're just like my parents. Bleh. Bleh. How many of you walked in on your parents while they were doing it? God. Or heard it. Oh, I really like that burrito today, too. If you want to call in, 718-766-4314. 718-766-4314. Got some new dentist news for you. Like you give a fuck. Still wearing my braces. It's been a year. Yesterday it was 1 year and I didn't even realize it. I've had my braces on for 1 year as of yesterday. They're going to be doing some more work, new bands, new brackets. Next month they're going to, you know, close a gap or two and, put some new high strength wires. So by next year I will have a nice, pretty smile. So that's great. No cavities, took care of my teeth, saw the dentist. He's like, great, your teeth look good. My little minor cleaning, I was in and out of there. And he was like, your teeth look great, taking good care of them. That's important, especially when you get to my age. People don't give a fuck when they're older. Oh, I'll get a filling, I'll get a cavity, I don't care. And then they start yanking them fuckers out. Before you know it, you're like, yeah, let's get it done. You know, you're,
hey, that's my face. What's going on? You're just kind of talking without the gums.
Just spitting on everybody. Like Herbert the pervert.
Hey there, Mr. Young. Well, then on face.
What's his name kind of talks like that, too? He does the commercials for, was it Buick? For Oldsmobile or one of those fucking cars? Help me out, TD. He's from Texas and he smokes weed. He's like, hey, how you doing? I take my shirt off. Matthew McConaughey, hey, came to me just like that. Just like that. He's got a little whistle in his voice. And he kind of does like this. I get Tugger, Tugger, I'll get you. Tug nuts, I'll get you your, I'll get you your box. Whatever it needs, I'll take my shirt off to get you your box. Tugger nuts. Great dude. Oh, it's fucking winter. It's great out. Last night was the shit. I was sleeping and I was woken up to fucking crackling thunder. I mean, I was counting, you know, you 1,000, 2,000, you know, you got to count like the 1,000s, and that's basically how many miles away this shit is from you. Well, you know, I barely got past one and that thunder hit and it was a ka-kow. I've never heard thunder quite like that. You know, some people out in the Midwest that are listening to this, or some people on the East Coast that are listening to this, that means they're not listening. But yeah, but anyway, you know, you've heard it. Doesn't bother you, but man, that shit sounds scary. Cow, 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 bitch. Like, wow, man. You know, I'm like, dude, that would make me shit myself. I get hit with lightning, and if you don't fucking die, you come out all deformed and shit. Your arm goes through your asshole, and then what else? You know, you've got no dick. That burns off. So that's the first thing to go. I don't know. I've never been struck by lightning. I'm guessing that would be the ultimate thing for a man. Well, nothing happened, but the lightning just sizzled off my dick, so I think I'm just going to die. Yeah. It's winter. Everybody's shaving. It's what is it in the bodybuilding world? It's gains. It's mass season. Yeah, you got to get that hard body. You know, you got to get your mass going. You know, they have a schedule. This is like the mass building season. They eat all this bullshit and then they lift heavy weights. You know, and if you happen to be, this is what pissed me off the other day. I went to the gym and I was about to do some. What are those? So those lat pull downs with the bar. And I, you know, nobody was on it. Nobody was around. I looked around. Everybody's doing their own thing. And there was just like this rope on it. So I go to get on it. And then I turn around and here's some dude looking like fucking Mahatma Gandhi looking at me like, don't you touch that, you son of bitch. And I looked at him, right? And he looked at me like, what are you doing? Don't you do that. That is not yours. That is mine. I pay for that too. And I looked at him. I was like, oh, you on here? He's like, yeah, sorry. The fuck? You were like 50 yards away on another machine. How are you going to come over here? I was the old me. The old me would have went, fuck you. I pay my gym membership too, and I'm going to use it. But I'm not like that. I'm a cool dude. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. It's all good. I'll go somewhere else. I didn't feel bad about it. I didn't feel, you know, shamed about it. I didn't feel taking my manhood about it. He didn't bully me off of shit. As long as I don't feel like I've been bullied or pushed away or anything like that, I'm fine. So I was fine. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll go do something else. You know, now if I'm on a machine, like if, as a matter of fact, he came to me once. I've seen him at the gym. And he looked at me. And he's like, how many more sets do you have on that? I'm like, yeah, I've got about 3 or 4. Get lost. And I'm sitting on the machine, just my sweaty ass, just stinking up that machine. You know, it's like, well, you know, Haraj, if you want to get on here, go for it. I don't know if his name was Haraj. I just kind of guessed. But buy yourself some good clippers and some good razors this season, because we all know you all have been growing out your pubes and your body hairs, you know, your asshole hairs and your armpit hairs, because it's that season. Nobody trims up. Everybody covers up and you got just like growth. You know, you got that old 70s porn look, just like, poof, you got the bushes going. You know, you need to find some some guys that can clip that shit. Oh man, you got the bushes going. You got to trim that shit down. You got to call your neighbor or somebody. You got to call somebody to clip that up.
Oh, well, we can do it. Yes, you know, we can do that. Not a problem. No problem.
No problem. No fucking problem. What's going on though? It's winter. It's fucking season, you know, or it's not. You know, it either you is or you isn't. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's holiday party season though. It's Christmas. Everybody's going to their holiday parties. Everybody's doing their Christmas parties. Even if you don't believe in Christmas, even if you don't mention Christmas and you're just like, happy holidays, you'll still go to that fucking party though. And you'll still take that Christmas day off though, won't ya? Won't ya? I did a show for Thanksgiving. People, oh, fuck Thanksgiving. Yeah, but you got that day off though, don't you? You son of a bitch. You know, I want to tell you. I just thought that too late. I did it. I hope you heard me. Sorry. TD's like, lower the volume, you son of a bitch. It was set at, I didn't raise it. I didn't lower it. I just let it play and that's what it was set at. So hopefully you heard me. Type it in. Did you hear me? Did you hear the voice? I thought I sounded, I don't know, decent. I was grabbing my nuts like, yeah, what's up, Nandit? Now I'm about to do the Christmas rap. No, what the fuck? No, I'm not gonna do the Christmas rap. What I want to do is, people are gonna go see movies this Christmas, and I think all the Star Wars nerds are really just, they're coming in their pants, like, you know, virginly coming in their pants with excitement about this new Star Wars movie. Like, you know, like it's nuts. Well, yeah. Hey, what am I going to do? I did the song. It was at the volume. I sang it. And I didn't know it was that loud. And by the time I saw you typing lower the volume, I was halfway into the song, or as I was finished with the song. So I could do it again. But yeah, I mean, I could try it again if you really think I should. But who gives a fuck? Nobody wants to hear it again. at the office Christmas party, blah 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 blah. No, so the Star Wars geeks are they're doing their you know, they're just going to town. They're going fucking crazy. Everybody's prepaying for tickets. Everybody's buying tickets. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to it myself. I was into the whole Star Wars kick when I was younger. You know, I had all the toys and shit like that. You know, I've probably got a few left because, you know, my younger brothers, they got a hold of them and. Who knows where they ended up. But, yeah, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not going to stand in no fucking lines. This isn't Air Jordans or this isn't, you know, whatever the fuck. We all stand in lines now. I'm not doing that. I'm not being an asshole. I'm not going to prepay for my ticket. I'm going to wait till like a Wednesday evening when nobody's there and just show up and be like, yeah, nobody's here. What a coinkydink. And just watch the movie and enjoy it. You know, or... I'll just get on Facebook and have every fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry tell me how the movie went by spoiling it. Because they love doing that on social media. Let me just tell the people, let me tell my friends, oh, so-and-so died. So-and-so died and blah, blah, blah. and just fuck it up for everybody that hasn't seen it on the West Coast yet. Because nobody I talk to lives on the West Coast, so I'm just going to ruin it. Here comes the black pussy.
Meow.
He's lonely. You know, I happen to like Star Wars. No, I happen to like it. I can't wait to see it. Anyway, movies tend to charge us. They like, for example, Selma. When Selma first came out, people, you know, especially black folks, were just like, yeah, man, fuck that, man. Fuck this and fuck that. And you fucking, we should kill white people again. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. It's a movie. It's not a documentary, man. It's not happening right now. It already happened. It's good that, you know, we're seeing the true events and we're seeing, you know, what went down. But come on, man. Relax. I'm going to fuck white people up. I just got out from seeing Selma, motherfucker. I had to pay $20 for that fucking cup of popcorn. Okay, then I can see. All right, you pay $20 for like an ounce of popcorn. What are you going to do? You know, you're going to be pissed. Not even you get a hand job. Yeah, well, you know, it happens. Sorry. Just like Italians with Rocky, man. Hey, I'm stealing a joke. Fucking Eddie Murphy. I don't give a fuck. Does he care? He's like banging transvestites. He don't care. But, you know, Italians and Rocky. Yeah, actually, you know, maybe that's probably why I don't get too excited about Rocky. I mean, it's a great movie. And, you know, I love you, Rocky. I love you. Drooling over her, bleeding over her, spitting on her, smelling like, you know, butt and whatever. But I don't get charged about it. I'm like, yeah, fuck him. Yeah, fuck him up. And then walk out of the theater like, who am I going to box? It doesn't go down like that. It just doesn't go down like that. You try to box somebody, you're going to end up on the ground. You're going to end up on YouTube, or you're going to end up on WorldStar getting your fucking head kicked in. And you dudes are talking about WorldStar jumping you. No thanks. I'm good. I'm not coming out of that the theater charged. But you know who did come out of the theater charged up after watching 50 Shades of Grey were women and homosexual men. They were really charged up. They want to get their ass beat and spanked and whipped. And, oh, my God, did you see this Christian Grey? He just beat the shit out of her. Oh, my God. Someone's got to be like Christian Grey. But nobody's talking about it anymore. I like how movies are just so, you know, like spur of the moment. They're in the moment and then they're gone. You know, and people are like this. I'm like this. You know, you get into a thing. Like I used to watch The Sopranos, and that's all I did was do the impersonation. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Tom. What the fuck are you talking about? Tony Norvini. Tom, what the fuck? What's all the fucking gabagool, huh? What the fuck are you doing? Hey, Tom, I don't know. Do you remember your first blowjob? Huh? How long did it take for the guy to come? Yeah, that was a good show. And I used to talk about it all the time. But once it went off the air, it was like fucking Sopranos who? Although it's still considered a good show. So, you know, fuck it. You know, watch it again. But, let me go through my notes because I'm cheating. I already did that. Yeah, so I want to know, okay, let's go back to Christmas and let's go back to these parties. And you heard the song, you know, and if you hadn't, let me just kind of like, at the office Christmas party, make sure that you're well behaved. Don't get drunk and act like a fool, and come Monday, your job is safe. At the office Christmas party, you will hear a tale or two, like this job sucks and I want to raise, and check out the rack on Sue. Ho, 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 that receptionist ho is hitting on every eye. Maybe tonight she'll go home with you, who knows, if you don't try. At the office Christmas party, catch a cab or catch a ride. Congrats to you, another Christmas party's over, you survive. Now that was fucking awesome. That was badass right there. But what happens at an office Christmas party? Because you know what happens during regular office hours. No touching, no looking, no fucking, no doing this, no doing that. But come the party, there's alcohol, there's food, there's offices. Everybody's fucking everybody else. What do porn stars, what do they do? What do they actually do at a Christmas party? Because during their porn, they're already fucking, they're already doing drugs. So what do? They actually sit down and work. Like, no, nope, you know, we're just gonna, you know, shuffle these papers around and we're gonna mail these over here. And that's their fucking party, because their work is actually other people's parties. Let's put on some porn during the party. So that's their work. They don't want to be fucking at a party and doing drugs. They're like, you know what? I do that shit 8 hours a day. I just want to chill here and get on this computer and run these TPS reports. And I want you to mail that shit. I want you to ship that package. I want somebody to call a messenger to deliver this fucking envelope to the building next door. I want you to go down there and get me a fucking latte, because it costs a latte. Bring that shit up. That's what porn stars do. You know, they're just like regular people at the party. Nobody's getting drunk. Everybody's like, yeah, even when you want to bang somebody, you're like, oh yeah, I just fucked her last week. Yeah, she's, you know, I'm not going to get dirty because I might have a family member listening to this. Sorry. Forgive me. Sorry, grandma. She's listening. No, but I heard your radio show and it was great. You should be proud. I laughed my tits off. Oh, great, grandma. That's really awesome. Thanks for surprising me. That's an awful surprise. But yeah, I mean, what do you do? You know, so you just kind of roll with it and go to the parties. Now, you know, if you have your own business and you're a small company, you just, you know, you do whatever. You know, you go out, you go with your family, you have a Christmas party there. You know, but those office Christmas parties, they always have those people that, and I think I discussed this for my Thanksgiving thing too, or last week. You always got the ones that bring like a cookie, and then they eat for two. And then you've got the one that complains. It's like, this fucking guy brought a cookie and he's taking to-go plates home. This son of a bitch. Slap it out of his hand. He'd probably pick it up. You know, you have those. You have the person that brought a lot of shit and takes a lot of shit back with them. Well, I brought that cake and those cookies, so I'm going to take back this steak and this potato salad. Well, hold up. You brought some Safeway cookies and some Costco cake, and you want to take my prime rib and potato salad? Fuck out of here. You didn't earn the right to steal that shit. Fuck out. No. I got 7 minutes to bullshit with you guys because I didn't write anything more down. No, actually, the weather. Yes, the fucking weather. El Nino is here. No, actually, El Nino is the angry little 4-year-old Mexican kid next door. He always cries a lot. He's a boy. He's a poor kid. He's got like 3 sisters, and he's like the youngest, and they're always fucking with him. Baby, man, you know? And it's just, you know, I hear it all the time. It's like, Christ sakes, give the kid a pacifier or something. I mean, they didn't stop giving him the bottle until last year. So he's probably still on the bottle, probably sneaks the bottle every so often, you know. And yeah, Pacifica Pier. So all you folks, I'm located in the Bay Area, California. Hayward to be exact, but I'm actually from San Francisco. Yes, born and raised. So, sorry, TD. I was born in Cali, San Fran. Where were you born, boy? No. I was born in, he was mentioning Pacifica is a nice little sleepy surfing town south of San Francisco. And their pier, which is pretty famous for, you know, surfers and titty baby. Surfers. Titty baby. That's the little kid next door. Yeah, so it's known for surfers and whatnot. The pier took a beating, and it did. There was, you know, people getting hammered with the hammer. They were getting hammered with the ocean. And, again, the rain was crazy. Now, my new truck has a leak, so there was some water in the passenger side, and I lifted up the carpet, and there's more water, you know, inside. Now, it's good that it's just, like, water. It's not, you know, coolant. Which is good. You know, it's just water leaking from somewhere. I'll find it and I'll fix it. Find it, fix it, and forget it. That was the mentors with their car fixing analogy. Yeah, they were mechanics. The mentors. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, anybody familiar with Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain, just saw a new documentary called Bathed in Bleach. Was it Bathed in Bleach or Soaked in Bleach? Soaked in Bleach. Very good documentary. If you got an hour and a half and you got no place to go and you got Netflix, Soaked in Bleach tells the story from the private investigator's viewpoint that Courtney Love herself hired. She hired this guy to find Kurt Cobain. Meanwhile, he was dead the whole time he was looking for him, which was a few days. So apparently he bolted out of his rehab center in Los Angeles, and she's like, you need to find him. Somebody needs to find him. And she hired this guy to look for him. But, you know, he was doing the looking. And then he stumbled across a few interesting things, you know, some inconsistencies with the story. You know, how much heroin was it actually in his body? Was he able to commit suicide on his own? A lot of those questions went unanswered, but the police department refuses to reopen the case. And they're thinking that Courtney Love, they were on the verge of divorcing. The papers were filed. So, she hired me to kill him. Kurt Cobain, you know, as a junkie as he was talented. You know, I fucking miss Nirvana very much. And I think she had something to do with it based on this documentary told from the viewpoint of the very private investigator that she hired. She even tried to put a stop to it. And they were like, no, it's coming from his actual viewpoint and his opinion, not necessarily facts, but it's his viewpoint and opinion. And he's not a liar. He's a former police officer. You know, and their integrity is pretty high, so they have to tell the truth. And then why would he lie? He's not getting paid from her, so he's just going to tell his story. And he did. It was a very, very good documentary. Half of it is like real, like, you know, the talking heads, and you talk to him, and then half of it is acted, so they simulate some of it. But they also put audio recordings of that he had with Courtney and some other drug addict person that she, you know, was with the private investigator. It was said that he was worried about some of the things she was saying, so he started recording her. And it was a smart thing to do because they played some of that audio recording during this movie. Very good movie, Soaked in Bleach. Man, fuck it. I think he was murdered, especially hearing all the details now about this. It's like, oh yeah. If the divorce had gone through, Courtney Love was under a prenup. She wouldn't have got much. She would have got a small percentage. But now that he's dead, she got everything. So you tell me. They were already about the divorce. He was tired of her bullshit, and she wanted some money. She wanted to cash out. El Duce comes in. He's the singer of the Mentors. I guess he lived up there. The very first documentary, he was interviewed in this documentary, and he was like, oh, she hired me to try to kill him. She wanted me to kill him. Hell, she came and said $50,000. Now, he's dead too, mysteriously. So I think, and he wasn't drunk at the time, but he was like, blah, 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 blah. It was hilarious. El Duce. I think he was telling the truth. And, you know, I think he... yeah, I think he honestly, you know, he knew what was going on, and she hired somebody to kill him, and somebody actually did. And I wonder if it was El Duce, and did he get that 50 grand? Oh, it's a sandwich of love, a shotgun up, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, she hired me to kill him. Oh, man. I'd like to go on. I could go on, but I'm good.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.